Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. We've been drinking pasteurized milk for over a century, but some people would like to turn back time.
They're risking their health buying unpasteurized milk based on myth that it's healthier.
We did a show on the dangers of raw milk. Today, we're reminding our listeners again because a recent scientific review reaffirms the link between raw milk and bacterial infections.
To give you some idea of the importance of pasteurization, in 1938, bacterial milk contamination accounted for a quarter of all U.S. foodborne illnesses. Today, that number is less than 1%.
Yet, 3.5% of Americans report drinking raw milk, and a number of websites claim it's better. But here are the facts. Studies found between 13 and 30% of raw milk samples had bacterial contamination, such as Salmonella, E. coli, and Listeria.
Between 1993 and 2006, over 100 dairy products caused illnesses. 60% involved raw milk that led to 1,600 illnesses, 200 hospital stays, and 2 deaths.
Studies have concluded there are no health benefits over pasteurized milk. Heating the milk has a minor effect on the proteins and none on the minerals. As for vitamins, the effect is trivial.
Data analysis do not show any correlation between increased respiratory allergies or atopic dermatitis to milk pasteurization. So drinking raw milk does not help someone avoid allergies. Some people even believe raw milk is okay for people who are lactose intolerant. Not true.
The bottom line is pasteurized milk is safe and nutritious, whereas raw milk is not, especially for children.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.